Children in Milwaukee may have fewer after-school options next year after an organization cut funding for the programs. Running Rebels is one of the groups that's losing grant money. Co-executive director Don Burnett told WUWM's Aaron Toner about Running Rebels' mission and what the loss of funding could mean.
Next year will be our 35th anniversary. We've been providing services to the community, mainly youth services. We have a variety of programs geared towards giving young people alternatives to being in the streets and some of the negative things that are out there. So we have school-based programs where we're inside of middle schools and high schools to provide added support for students there. We have after-school programs, and we also have programs that deal with young people who are involved in the criminal justice system.
So tell me about the loss of funding for after-school programs. What happened?
Well, a prominent funding source, Safe and Sound, is doing some different work within the community, and they'll no longer be providing funding for safe places after school. And we look forward to working with them. They're going to be doing some things with youth organizing and some other strategies in the community. But one thing that they won't be doing any longer is providing funding for after school programs. So organizations who have been funded for years through Safe and Sound, you know, are now kind of looking around for other resources to be able to fund their after-school programs.
How much money are we talking about? How much will you lose?
About $40,000.
Was that the entire budget for after-school programs?
Well, that was a significant piece of it. That was the majority of it. So it's enough to where we have to, you know, make some decisions about how we're going to continue to operate and what changes do we need to make. You know, our hopes was that through CDBG and the city of Milwaukee, that we'd be able to make up for it with some funds that they have for organizations serving youth. But there just was not enough funds to go around, you know, to be able to support all of the after-school programs that are out there.
How important are after-school programs for children and teenagers in the city?
After-school programs are extremely important. You know, they're that safe place that young people can go to do their homework, to get something to eat. You know, sometimes young people are in a house with 15 other people, you know, and there's not a place where they can, you know, have to be able to sit down and do something as simple as doing their homework. It's a place where they can, you know, be around positive adults, you know, to help them make better decisions in their lives. So instead of, you know, spending time, you know, with negative influences out there on the streets, they can be around positive adults in a positive atmosphere working on positive things. So it's extremely, extremely important to the young people and families of Milwaukee.
So with the loss of this grant, is there any danger in the very short term of not being able to provide these after-school programs?
Really what we're looking at having to do is possibly limiting the amount of young people that we serve. You know, we still have our other programs that we have at Running Rebels, but we really now have to be more selective and, you know, intentional about really looking at the hours that we're able to provide services.